Yes, today we're joined with Coat Bridge's favourite son, Tony Watt. How are you doing, mate? Alright?
Aye, not too bad, mate.
You could have brushed your hair.
Looking alright, I thought.
Bins are at the back, mate.
I've gave it. You're going to interview for the Goonies, aye? Get a wee starring role down there.
Tartan's so hot right now, mate. So you're back for your holidays, mate. Back for Belgium. What happened?
It was a good club I signed there and. In the summer, under the sporting director, he was my assistant manager at Charlton, and it was just manager phoned me, look, we'll play, yeah, we'll do this, we'll do that. Everything ticked the boxes, it was a nice place. I wanted to go over and kind of re-establish myself after an injury and that, and a month later, the manager got sacked, and I had just broke my toe, I think, the week before, and you can't kind of account for that. And the new manager came in with his own style. Nigel Pearson, he played one up top and he liked the striker. The striker was scoring when I was out injured. So everything kind of pushed towards me not playing, and I was getting on when I came back from injury, and it was all well and good, but it was like 10 minutes here, 15 minutes there, and I just thought for the sake of my career, I wasn't wanting to wait. I wasn't wanting to wait till maybe the last two games of the season to get a game, and I just spoke to him and he said to me, right, that's fine. I would play you 4-4-2, blah, 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 all this. And but the league's so short over there, it's 2 15-game periods, and the league's so short that he probably couldn't change to a 4-4-2 because it just wasn't feasible. And I never played. I couldn't go anywhere in January anyway because I'd played for Charlton already. So we waited till after the window. We just discussed and said it's probably better if I go and see what's out there, and we cancelled my contract and I left.
Is that the hard thing about living abroad? See, when it's not going so well, is it hard because you've not got your family and your friends around you?
Aye, well, that's it. My missus is in uni, and look, people say, look, I'll come and visit you and all that, but well, it's once every 2 months, once every 3 months, and you're over there, and I don't mind. I just sit down on my PlayStation and sit and play that all day, but it hurts when you're not playing football, and for the last 2 years, I've not really been playing football since I got injured, and you kind of miss it, so you try and you've not really got patience to say, I can wait 2, 3, 4 months. I did wait 2, 3, 4 months, and I couldn't wait another month, 2 months to get games. So I'm a free agent now, and obviously it's complex because the rules that you can only play for two teams if it's not a 2018 start. So I'm just going to wait and see what's out there, and if I need to wait till summer, I'll wait, but hopefully I can get something sorted. And
so you're unemployed, mate. You've been seen in Coat Bridge walking about with a staffie. would you like to come back home to it? Would you like to get a club in Scotland or England in the summer?
Aye, well, if it's a possibility, aye, I'd love it. The most enjoyable thing would to be get games in. I've had offers. My phone's been ringing non-stop, sounding cliche. Phone is if you want, but no, it's been ringing non-stop. I've had an offer or two, but it's just not right. I jumped into Leuven, maybe. My agent warned me a bit about it, but when I get something in my head, I go for it. And he was like, weighing up the pros and cons, and I could only see the pros. So, Leuven, but it's not worked out. But what can you do? Sometimes football doesn't work out, and we've had a couple of offers. But if it was the right one, Scotland, England, this summer, I could wait for it. But nobody's going to turn around now and be like, oh, we need this for the summer, because the summer's not even came. Never mind the pre-season start, game start. Mm-hmm. You need to wait until the opportunity's right. As you know, it's about timing, and hopefully it can work out.
But nice to be home to your mum's home cooking.
Aye, my dad cooks, he's some chef.
Is he brilliant, is he?
I've not really took any tips off him, to be fair.
We'll go back to the start, mate. You never got into football till quite late. Was it 15, 16, Airdrie picked you up?
Aye, I phoned up when I was 15. I phoned up one of my best mates from school. We were playing boys' club level. He was playing for Airdrie at boys' club, and I was playing for a team called Wifflet, and they were turning pro youth. And he was like, phone up for a trial. And I was like, I don't know, man. Keeping it, do you know what I mean? I was scared, do you know what I mean? If I fail, not anything bad, just I'd be embarrassed in front of my schoolmates and that, do you know what I mean? Going out of school and he's get picked. He was already in and he's get picked and I've no, do you know what I mean? I'd be a bit embarrassed. I didn't really want the dream to be over at that time, but eventually I phoned up.
Just off your own back, you phoned up?
I phoned up, and I went in for a trial and I think I scored 3 in the debut. Like, it was over 2 legs, they kind of weed it down after it in the second game. And the boy wasn't going to pick me, and lucky enough, Jimmy Boyle was there. I never knew this to after, and Jimmy Boyle said to him, no, look, he's in the second part. If you don't take him from your under-17s, I'm taking him for the 19s after one game. So it was all right to hear that. And then I played the next game, scored a couple and I signed. And throughout the year, I think I'd scored 30, 40 goals before Christmas. Like, I was on fire. I was enjoying it. It was playing, do you know what I mean? I hadn't been used to that level, but it clicked. And he put me at a half-term analysis and he went, "You're not doing enough." So I scored 30, 40 goals and he went, "Nah, goals won't get you anywhere in football. You need to have an all-round game." And I was like, "Not sure about that, mate, do you know what I mean?" That's what I said, I was a wee guy, but I was like, "What are you in?"
Did you have a bit of fashion faux pas for your first, told you to come smart casual?
As you know, I didn't know anything about academies, didn't know anything, I'd never been through it. So I thought, "All right, come smart casual." Obviously some of the boys had trackies and that, and so boys would turn up with maybe a Adidas trackie, do you know what I mean? Like, they'd all blend in, they'd all
that's
be
quite smart in Coatbridge, innit?
Do you know what I mean? Smart casual, do you know what I mean? Pair of suit trousers and a polo shirt, do you know what I mean? Boys would be coming dressed in trackies and that, and I came, it's just summer, do you know what I mean? I'm not doing them any harm. I had a pair of blue Primark Hawaiian shorts, just a t-shirt. I used to always walk about in a t-shirt in a backpack, do you know what I mean? And he was like, "What are you doing?" So like, what are you on about? And Paul Lovell, you know Paul Lovell, yeah. Lovell's, he used to terrorise me, mate, but in a good way, yeah. He'd terrorise me. He's like, "What are you doing? What are you doing? Turn up, ah." Just go through you, and he'd try and make it easy for you, and but in front of people, he'd wind you up and that, and he was like, "Come on, right, I'll sort you out." Went sort him out of gear, and
brilliant.
Ever since that day, I think the first impressions, people are like, "He's harmless," do you know what I mean? They take you under a wing, and big lovers, people are they're the ones that make football for you, do you know what I mean? They're the real hard men, the real mad men.
Almost straight away, you had the big clubs sniffing about. Was it Liverpool, Celtic and Rangers? Did you go and trial with all of them?
I went down to Liverpool for 3 days, and 2 days in, they made me do a bleep test. I knew that was game over, do you know what I mean?
First train back to Airdrie.
it wasn't even a direct, they just gave me a... they'd get me up at any time. Nah, it was good. I went down. They had, I think the boys' assistant manager with Guardiola, Rodolfo, son.
Right.
We'd done a shooting session. He just caned me the full time.
Did he? Was that a good shooting standard in there?
Aye, it was good. But even before I'd kicked the ball, I was going the odd goal, but he was just caning me. And look, these are boys the same age as me, have been through academies full time. I'd been put in the street to, I think, 18 months before, maybe not even. They're high tempo. I was never going to go down there and run the show, do you know what I mean? But when I went and trial with Celtic, I think the difference was I had that adrenaline. It was as if, like, nobody's taking this away from me, do you know what I mean? My first game was at Celtic Park, playing against Liverpool, had the point to prove. I spewed in the corner after 2 minutes.
Did you, huh?
Aye.
What do you mean? That was nerves.
I made a channel run, right? We'd pre-match. I'd never heard the pre-match in my life, do you know what I mean? You know what it's like?
Bag of sweeties before
you
a game.
But you went the opposite. You went for Celtic to maybe somewhere you brought up. You know, where's the food, do you know what I mean? And I've had that as well, but I think I'd hit something. And I didn't know 3 hours before the game. I was like, right, no problem, do whatever they tell me. And I'd done a channel run in the corner. I think I kept the ball in the corner and there were two boys on me. So I'm trying to get out it and I'm trying to boot it off and we get a corner, but I think I've probably boot it off myself and it's went out, so I've just ran the other way. I've just went in the middle of Celtic Park in the corner, flag. I'm thinking, oh no, I'll be getting a train back to Coatbridge again, man. And then I think I just got that second wind and it was as if I was playing against boys I'd trained with, and I think we won 2-1 or something. I won the two penalties and I was on cloud nine, do you know what I mean? I wasn't tired once after that, just because it was Celtic and it was everything. And after the game, the boy, I don't know if you know him, Steve Sama, I think he plays with Stuttgart now, he came up to my agent and went, "You've got a good player on your hands." And things like that, I was like, God, do you know what I mean? And Chris McCart pulled me in and said, "Look, we want to sign you, we'll sign you in January, blah, blah, blah." This was, I think, first week of November or something, and it was first week of November, and I must have had about 50 days or something to wait.
My longest 50 days ever, was it?
Spinning, I was playing games, but it helped me at Airdrie because I was thinking, see, if I have a bad game, still, I can't go to sign me. If I have a bad game, they'll go to see this. And I was so scared, mate. I was listening to Celtic songs every minute of the day because at Airdrie you're training at night, and I'd had a job before Liverpool, but I'd gave it up. The woman said to me, "Look, you can keep your job or you can go and try Liverpool." I was like, "Bon voyage."
Ram your job.
Bon voyage, you have done. I was, my dad and my mum came to me and they were like, look, it's your dream. We'll get you a membership for a gym. You don't need to work. Just make sure you've got, they were always good with me, make sure you've got a structure, a routine. You're no lying in your bed till 11 o'clock. You're no sitting watching TV all day. If you're off, you're in the gym every day. The only days you're not in the gym is if you're training with Airdrie. Do you know what I mean? If you've got a game, then I was like, right, no problem, that's just me because I'm no wanting to go out and work. Do you know what I mean? I was, but I think that kind of gave me the drive to put the shift in with Airdrie, obviously not have a bad, try not have a bad game. Obviously that's not possible for me, do you know what I mean? And try not have a bad game, go to the gym and get fitter because I've never been naturally fit.
How was Lenny? Was he hard on you as a young kid?
He was hard, he was hard but good. He would always pull you up in meetings and that, and he'd go through you, look, if you'd done something wrong. And actually my first taste of it, I can't remember if I was in about training or that, but my first taste of it, played a Youth Cup game, semi-final, right? And you know what it's like, you want to play in the Youth Cup final, right? So wee boy Jason Naismith plays with Ross County, good lad Jason, home. I got on with him well, right? But he must have been told for the kick-off, go and wind him up.
No, he's him up,
So I've scored one, well, 1-0 up, I think I scored again. And he was winding me up, and I think I must have done something to get booked, right? So, ends up getting to 3-2. I've put a cross in and we've scored, and I've ran up and went, yes! Right in his face. The ref ran over and booked me again, got sent off. So I went in the changing room and Chris McCarts went, will you ever grow up? Went through me, mate. You ever grow up? You're a disgrace. Now you're out the Youth Cup. I think he was just gutted I missed the Youth Cup because Chris was brilliant. I mean, he was hard on me, but he was brilliant. He was like a school teacher to me, but he needed to be. He was like, will you ever grow up? Yeah, I was sitting there like that. I was wanting to cry because I'm missing the Youth Cup final and he's going through me. And you know what it's like? See, if you do one bad thing, it's as if I'm getting released, I'm getting released.
They put you back months, can't it, if you do something bad?
It would, if you were training with reserves, you'd be like, no, back down, with, and you'd be like, oh no. But it would, it was, you had the sense of, not fear, you did, you feared everybody above you at the club, you did, but they weren't out of order. Sometimes people would be a bit harsh on you, but I remember the next day, Lennon put me in, he's like, right you, but in his accent, I can't do it, he's like, up
go
to
on,
my
office. Try it.
Right, Jane, up to my office now. I was like, oh no. And see when Lennon pulled you up to his office?
I've had it, mate, it's horrible.
You thought the worst, mate. Sometimes they pull you up, maybe positive, right? And you'd be like, there you go, do you know what I mean? But put me up, was that, right, week's wage. No, it wasn't even, it was more than a week's wage, you find me. I think it was £100 more than a week's wage. And after you get taxed, that you need to bring it in an envelope or whatever. You're getting done out of pocket, do you know what I mean? I was like, oh no. So that's an awful funny story for it. So he's like, and you know what? I'm keeping an eye on you. You're training with my first team. You're no preparing for that Youth Cup game with him. So I was like, what? He's like, you're training with my first team. I was like, all right. So I've trained all week, and do you know what? It was a sense of, again, if I make one mistake here, even in training, get a ball away, he's getting an excuse to go through me because this semi-final. So it was kind of good. So I've trained, honestly. I must have had the training week of my life, right? But he knew I wasn't a good trainer. But he said things like that to me, right? But I'm in the squad. It was Gary Parker came to me. I was in the squad and there was 20 people. And I think we'd won the league. Don't know what it was. We'd won the league. And Sammy and Glenn Louvins must have got told to have a weekend off because obviously they'd played a lot of games. League was won, I think, a week before. And Gary Parker was like, over, you know what he's like, you deal with parts, over like that, nudging me, how stupid, how many people on the squad, I was looking at all the jerseys, 1, 2, 3, 4, can't count to 18, you know what I mean, I was like, 18, he's like, you're on the bench, because you used to wait, you used to name out a team as well, didn't you, the last minute, and you wouldn't know if you're on the bench, you'd just rifle off the names, you'd be like, you don't hear your name, you're gutted, he's like, you're on the bench, and he'd wind me up, he'd be like, oh, you're getting it today, by the way, if you got on, you'll be so scared and all that, like, just round them up. Parts is brilliant, and it's got to kick off, and it was a tie, the commemoration, remember the boy Raymond Gormley? Is it Raymond Gormley? He was, for the Ty Timms and that, he'd done a good job there, and the tragedy happened, and it was for the Ty Timms, so I didn't even have my name in the back of the shirt, but my dream was to have my name in the back of the shirt. As a young boy, you want your name. It was, what, 32, and I was like, So I was in the squad and I've been warming up. And he's, so obviously I'm thinking, a week before I've got told, you're training me because I'm keeping an eye on you. Not in the youth final squad, but it's a day before the youth cup final, right? So I'm thinking, oh no, like, the only way it'll make up for this is if I get on, like. And I'm warming up and it's 0-0 and I think Stokes, he's next to me. And the gaffer shouts, come here. And I'm like, that's Stokes, he's shouting at you. He's like, no, you. No, it wasn't even the gaffer, it was Parcel Johan, right, sorry. Uh-huh. I'm getting mixed up. So I'm down the byline, warming up, and Parcel Johan shout, come here, you. Somebody shouted, I can't remember, right? And I've went, Stokes, they're shouting on you. You're like, no, no, you. For a partner, I'm like, oh, no. I'm went as white as that camera. You know what I mean? Just, oh, no, what's happening here? But I'm buzzing, but honest to God, the scariest moment of my life. And I went on. Obviously, they've got the earpiece.
Did Lenny say anything to you before you went on?
No, because he was up in the stand.
Oh, was he?
He's just
right?
been barred for, uh-huh. don't know what he's done this time, but he's just been barred. And I was so scared, mate, honestly. Yeah. And I've ran on and I've turned round and I've seen all the fans and I'm like, I've made my debut for Celtic here. What's going on? Do you know what I mean? The things in your head, everybody thinks you just go on, you're like, football. No, you're like, I make my trouble in the stand. Mate, I swear to God, Vic's put the ball in back post and I've touched it and this went in and I'm like, what's happening here? Mate, I thought I was dreaming, honestly. Mm-hmm. I was like, I make myself up.
Serio,
you know
what
I mean? I think I saw Drogba do a celebration the week before, so I'm like, Ronnie, I just couldn't believe it, mate. And 2 minutes later, the ball comes to me. It was 0-0 at the time, so it was 1-0. And 2 minutes later, the ball comes to me again. And Joe Wedley's passed, I've took a touch and scored. And I was like, oh no, what's happening here? Do you know what I mean?
Mayhem, was it?
And then after it, the boys were brilliant. Do you know what I mean?
What did the boys say to you in the dressing room after
it? I think I'd done an interview with Joe Wedley. He was brilliant. Do you know what I mean? He'd been about you, winding you up and that. And they were all brand new. And Hooper was the captain. And he was brilliant. He'd wear a pair of yellow boots, and I'd want to wear a pair of yellow boots.
See, your idol, Hooper.
He'd have a haircut of you, and I'd have got a haircut of you.
He wouldn't have a haircut of this,
man. I know, but if he did, I'd have copied it. Do you know what I mean? And even one day,
was he good with you, though? Would he help you?
Brilliant. He was quiet, but he was brilliant with me. He'd tell you wee tips. He would do everything, and he was the guy I really looked up to because I was a Celtic fan, and he was outstanding, mate. And he wore a pair of tights in training one day, so next day I went out and bought a pair of tights. Do you know what I mean? Put them on and Len's like, how are you? Get him off. You'll never train me again if you wear them. So you're scared, you know what I mean? Me Albion parts on the background like that. Just laughing at you, you know what I mean? But that's what good. Lennon would go through you and parts would wind you up, do you know what I mean? Uh-huh. But sometimes I'd maybe take it a bit serious if Pat was like, oh, you do that again, you're going in. Because he was a good joker, he'd see me straight face and I was pure gutted. But he'd come to you after and he'd be winding you up. And he was good as well. Mm-hmm. Alan Thompson was there at the start, and actually, I know a funny story. I've got in the locker out here pulling the stories out. And one of the first days I trained, I don't think it was the first day, but it was one of them. Big Wanyama was training Big Vic, and I've got a ball. And see, when you're a young lad and you're running by players, you can use your strength, do you know what I mean?
You're a strong boy as well.
Aye, I'm big, I'm 90 kilos, do you know what I mean? I've knocked the ball by him, I fancied myself in a race, and Big Vic just jogged by me and went, and just waked me, mate, and I've just went like that. And all I hear is an English accent. Know your limits, son. Alan Thompson in the background. I'm
he had a couple of great shouts, Tom, didn't he? Oh, he used to shout to Big Rasmussen, fuck's sake, Morton, it's a ball, not a bomb, son.
That's brilliant. What he goes inside, do you know what I mean? But he gave me the fear. Uh-huh. He would, but in a good way, he would train with us and young V old. You know Lenny, young V old, or Lennon, sorry, the gaffer, I don't even know what to call him, do you know what I mean? If
call him what you like, mate.
We'd do young V old the day before a game, and one touch, three touch, all in, 5 minutes. You'd have done it,
well, my hair.
One touch, most nerve-wracking thing in the world, Alan Thompson's flicking the ball around people, trying to make them, frightening ability, mate, never seen the likes yet. So it's young V old, and oldies always won, no matter what, so... I think it was a draw. Game's over and he's like, right, next goal's a winner. Swear to God, somebody's launched the ball to Tomo. Or Thompson, I don't know what to call him, do you know what I mean? Outside of the peg, volleyed it. Stanch, mate. And he's going, he's running about shouting, oh, you'll never lose us, son, you never lose it. And I'm thinking, I'm not even half as good as him.
He's the coach.
He's the coach, do you know what I mean? What's happening here? Where am I going? I was like, boy, you got my old jersey there. I know it's not got a name in the back, but you know what? Number 14, I'll do it. Brilliant. Third sub.
Here, you mentioned Wanyama there. Who else were top players in that team?
That team was incredible.
Ledley, Hooper.
Mulgrew, Stokes, on his day, frightening Stokes. One of the best touches I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. Wee Jamesy.
Jamesy,
never seen. He's somebody that can ruin careers. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
See, Jamesy, do you think he's, did you always know he was going to be this good?
I've always said that, do you know what mm-hmm. I mean?
I see you sticking up for him quite a
bit. Under Lennon, I think he had a few injury problems, and then under Dial, I had confidence problems, and Rodgers just came in, went confidence, injury free.
Flying.
He's a brilliant man manager. You can see that. I've never ever had dealings with him, but you can see from outside. He'd have been the man to get the stuff out of Jamesy. And mm-hmm.
So not a wee story with you and Jamesy at a pre-season?
No, it was a supporters event. And you fly over, do you know what I mean? I'm a young lad. Me and Jamesy are two young lads. Stokes is from Dublin, the gaffer's from Ireland. And we flew over and you're at a top table, do you know what I mean? I was just new to it all. I didn't know what it was all about. Fly over in a wee private jet, do you know what I mean? It was madness, mate. I couldn't believe it. Me and James, we got on well because we were about the same age and we had a laugh and two wee neds, do you know what I mean? Two wee bams and he was like, right, we'll go out tonight. See Dublin. Gaffer's like, we'll go out, have a couple of beers, enjoy yourself. So lad, to Stokes, right, whack. It's called whack. Stokes, see what's happening. He's like, right, let me go and get changed and I'll meet you at 11:30 down at reception, right? So 11:30 comes, try to phone Stokes. Nowhere to be seen.
That's just
Stokesy leaving them voicemails, Twitter, do you know what I mean? Got to 12:00, me and James are alright. I think I'd forgot my card or something, so James is alright, I've got a couple of quid on this. Get a taxi into Dublin and we'll get a laugh, do you know what I mean? We'll get a good laugh. Mm-hmm. And so me and James are in and wee Jamesy, he's funny, right? And he's a wee pit bull, mate, he's getting it all that. He's getting it all that in the middle of a club, right? We've walked in, don't know him, doing well. Ah, by the way, there's a lot of guys in here, isn't there? So, he's getting it all that, right? We've got a drink in our hand, and he's like up dancing with me, and we're dancing in the middle of the dance floor, right? So, we walk out, not knowing anything about it, next place, do you know what I mean? And, well, ah, you can see, like, everybody's in their leather and like it's a bit funky, do you know what I mean? Turn around, a guy's kissing a guy, a girl's kissing a girl, and me and Jamesy 100% look like a couple, mate. 100% look like a couple. We're like, what's happening here?
Was he a good kisser?
He was alright, by the way, do you know what I mean? We're thinking there's nothing wrong with that, do you know what I mean? We're looking like a couple, but
Another two that used to wind up was Charlie and Paddy. Have you on toast or here?
I mean, used to avoid them again. See alone, best two people in the world. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? The best two people in the world. Paddy McCourt, we must have had the best one-liners probably you ever hear.
Great honestly. Sense of humour, isn't he?
Best technical player I've ever played with. You'd close your legs, mate.
How good is he?
I watched him in a five-a-side, right? Not made three boys and chipped one of the keepers in a seven-a-side goal, mate.
Ridiculous, isn't
it? He used to nutmeg you for fun and he used to go, oh, lad. You'll be nowhere near that level. Like, wind you up, do you know what I mean? Like, just, but it would be serious as well. Seeing the Rondos, 5-2, he'd be like, wait a minute. He'd be like, you're not taking this serious. Try to meg people. Try and keep the ball. This is what's going to improve you. And ever since then, I was like, because everybody laughs and jokes in Rondos, so you don't realise. But after that, I was like, do you know, he's right, because it's small spaces, you need to make a decision, you need to pass the ball. And he was brilliant for me. He pulled me one day as well. I chipped the keeper. I think it went wide, I hit the post, and I was like, and he's like, look at Stokes and Hooper, look how many goals they get. Look at maybe all our players who try and chip the keeper and try this, get nowhere near his goals. Get it in your head, finish it. And he would give you wee bits of advice.
Brilliant,
and he was, but honestly, see, he was unlucky with injuries. I've never ever seen a player who who was blessed with as much talent as him. He would get the ball and he'd come at you, right? And he'd be like, right, I'm getting this here. And he'd just...
And he'd
float by you, but he wasn't fast. Mm-hmm. But he'd turn, you couldn't catch him. And he'd get the ball and his team's maybe 1-0 down and he'd do a couple of runs and he'd be 2-1 up in training. He was just magnificent.
If he wasn't a slug on crutches, he'd have been a top player now. You scored two in your first start for Celtic. Did you think, that's me, I'm going to kick on now, be a first team player?
Aye, I did. I thought, this is brilliant, do you know what I mean? I didn't expect to start. I was buzzing. And on the bus back, Lennon pulled me and he went, look, don't care how you train. Performances like that, brilliant. He said, I know you're not the best trainer. Don't care how you train, but performances like that, absolutely fantastic, he said. But keep it up.
Right, mate, we need to talk about what you're most famous for. What to watch. Nah, I'm only joking. The Barca game. Was there nerves building up to the game? Did you know you were going to play a part?
There was a lot of injuries. The manager pulled me before the game in the morning. He was like, look, you'll get on at some point today. We'll need you. Just be ready kind of thing. And I was like, all right. He's winding me up, you know what I mean? He's winding me up. And
you think everyone's winding me up?
They are, mate, most of the time, yeah. And he's like, you've got to play. So when I got on, it wasn't a surprise, but it was a bit of a surprise in terms of we were 1-0 up. Do you know what I mean? I just thought...
if they score, it's my fault. Aye. I was thinking, uh-huh.
Aye, exactly, mate. Mm-hmm. You know what it's like, mm-hmm. innit? If it's 1-0 up, I was thinking, you can't get better than that. Like, if they score... I've won on it 1-0 and it's one each. Do you know what I mean? It's not going to improve.
It's mad how you always think the negative, innit?
Always, mate. Because you set yourself up for a fail because football brings so many bad times. It brings a lot of good times, but it brings a lot of harsh times and people don't understand the mental challenges it brings. And so I've just thought, right, I'll end up scoring an own goal here. Do you know what I mean? I was actually... I don't know if I was in the wall for the free kick before the goal, right? But if you're in the wall, you're thinking... You always get taught at Celtic, if this wall breaks, you're getting it. Do you know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. you're letting the keeper down. Big Charlie's shouting jump. And I'm thinking, I don't know if it was that game, but in the walls, I mean, Big Charlie shouts jump, jump, stay strong, get up. It was good like that, do you know what I mean? But I'm thinking, see if somebody puts it under my legs and it's in my spot, they'll video analyse that, they'll look at my legs and they'll go through me. So you were scared for a doing, do you know what I mean? You were scared. And I was just thinking, just don't make a mistake. I didn't make one pass that night. I made two runs, I think I got pulled down, but I never got a foul, and then I scored a goal, and obviously, little did I know, it would change everything, but not for the positive. I only started a few games after that. What do you want me to do? I think Celtic only started 10 games, I think maybe 4 or 5 of them were before that.
Mm-hmm. How was Lenny's team talk before the Barca game, do you remember it? Was it a good one?
I can't remember, it was a blur.
Was it?
Uh-huh. I blur, mate, total
just
blur.
Just through nerves, like?
Uh-huh. I can only remember... one thing about it, and it was what celebration did I do after it.
So you can you not remember scoring a goal?
No, mate, none.
Serious, eh?
Nothing, mate. Nothing, mate. And it was just one of them, like, I was...
After could you regret it?
Aye, uh-huh. on the park, mate. Uh-huh. I was just like, no, like, nah. But after that, I was thinking, they could still score 2 goals here. There's 10 minutes left, and I was thinking, I swear to God, mate, I was thinking, if I get the ball, give it away, they score. Because, mate, you give the ball away in their corner flag.
They could score a
they
goal
for could pop you and go and score. And I was thinking, on. And then, obviously, they never scored. And after, it was the biggest relief ever. I saw Jordi Alba, I was like, give your top. Do you know what I mean? Give your top.
Is that the best feeling you've had in a football game?
No. My debut.
Debut, was it? Huh?
Because running on saying I've made my debut for Celtic, knowing I was going to... have my, well, it was in Thai, but still have my name in the back at the top. I've made my debut for Celtic, scored 2 goals, was in front of all the fans. It was close, but probably just pipped at the line, you know what I mean? Pipped at the post.
See, after the Barca game, how was the celebrations in the dressing room?
Frightening, but I had done an interview straight away, so I'd missed the team talk, missed everything, but Lennon walked by me and slapped me and went, you're a legend now, son. And I was like, and then that was it, but I always remember a couple of weeks later, Tom Rogic signed. I think me and Tom are about the same ages. And he gave a speech about young boys. And this is when I knew, he went, all the young lads, you missed out, Tom, pointed to me. And I was like, there's the mentality, I'm a young lad coming through. Tom's the same age, he's been brought in. Uh-huh. Tom's a hell of a player. But it's just the way they're seen, it's totally different than uh-huh. I knew I was always going to be that young kid at Celtic, do you know what I mean? It was going to be tough for me, and especially as a striker, they're going to buy in strikers. They had a habit of doing it, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. See, after the Barca game, was there not an incident when you were the night out after it with Paolo Nutini?
Why? I swear to God, I've never had a fear the next day like that. How do you know about that, by the way?
Oh, I've heard, mate, don't worry. I know everything.
Aye, so, I've listened to Paolo's music for years. Brilliant, do you know what I mean? Lively music, yeah, gets you up in that. Probably before games, he's in a couple of the playoffs, and yeah, the playoffs, the player. Take your marbles out my mouth. The playlists, and so, went out, drunk, celebrating. And me, Jamesy lived in the town, so I was going to stay with Jamesy that night. I think we were either in for a recovery next day or something, but I knew I was going to be drunk, couldn't make it home myself. And we're in the Crimphean, sitting at the table gambling, and not a big gambler, a couple of quid. And I was with Adam Matthews, Joe Ledley, Jamesy and me. Uh-huh. We always had that kind of quartet. It was funny, like, if you're in the hotel, we'd phone up pranky people and that, do you know what I mean? Just uh-huh. a good group. But they always wound me up, do you know what I mean? Because I was a wee bit lively and I can't remember a thing. Woke up the next day or the next day and Joe Ledley came in. We were training, must have been after training, Joe Ledley went, by the way, you were embarrassing the other night. I went, what? And he went, Paolo Nutini came up to you and said, oh, Tony, well done, blah, blah, blah. And you blanked him. And I went like, no. No, I didn't. And he went, aye, you did. And I went, no, you're winding me up, mate. You're winding me up. And he was like, no, you did. And I was like, Joe, don't, mate, because I'll start getting annoyed. I'll start getting wound up. I was actually getting angry at him. Mm-hmm. He's like, Joe, don't. He's like, no. You blanked him. And I was like, no, I didn't. That tone. He came up to me, came up to you and said, look, brilliant, done well tonight. And you went, just went away. And I was like, Joe, no, I didn't, mate. Joe, don't. I was starting to get scared, mate, right? So the next day I've phoned Rona. Like, Rona, give me Paolo Nutini's number. I need it. Right? So I've phoned him and I went, hello. Is this Paolo? He's like, aye, who's this? And I was like, it's Tony Watt. And he's like, all right. And I went, look, mate, before we start, Joe Ledley told me I blanked you the other day. I swear to God, can't remember a thing, right? So I just had to get out. And he's like, no, Tony, look, I know you were drunk. It was that night. And I was like, look, mate, I honestly feel like a proper muppet. I said, I can't remember a thing about it. You understand, people are feeding me drinks all night, doing this, doing that. To be fair, I couldn't remember a thing because of the adrenaline, never mind getting drunk, do you know what I mean? He was like, no, Tony, don't be silly. He was like, he was brand new to me, honest. I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh. He was like, I've got a Jaeger machine. Pop up any time, we'll get going and that, like, winding me up. Like, do you know what I mean? He was like, no, don't be silly. And I was like, look, mate, you're a lifesaver. I said, I'm so sorry. Like, if it was, I don't know who was in at the time, if it was Donald Trump and I was in that state, I'd have blanked him. Do you know what I mean? I just didn't.
Good comparison, Donald Trump.
I just didn't have a clue about it, do you know what I mean? And that's probably one of the times when I felt you're embarrassing, do you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't really.
It's to be expected, Tommy.
Do you know what I mean? It's one of them. It's.
See, the after that, the weeks and that, how was your mum and dad and stuff like that after you scored that goal? Did life change completely?
Well, the day I came in, my mum was at the game, obviously, and my dad would always give up his ticket because my uncle couldn't really get about. He's got a problem. And he can't really get about much, so he can't go to South Park because you know it's hustle and bustle and that. Mm-hmm. And my dad would always sit and watch games with him on the TV, so I've got in the house and my mum's waiting for me. She's ecstatic, crying, give me a cuddle. My dad just said, look, you've done me proud, I couldn't ask for anything more. He said, look, brilliant. And that's it. My dad was just, and that's what I said. I made a tweet the other day, just before I signed the cancel my contract. I said, look, I've made this guy proud and that's all I could ask for. And he's always said that if you played for Falkirk or someday for your full career, just the fact you played football done it for me. He said, look, you've done more than you want in your career. You're in a good position. Look, you're not stupid. You're not driving about flash cars going mental. He said, look, you've done the odd night out. You've had the odd night out where, what do you expect when you're 18? Do you know what I mean?
Everyone does it.
Do you know what I mean? Everybody does it. It's just, and I've not really done anything stupid in terms of anything bad. So he was proud. He was, he's not really emotional, but he was like, look, fair play, you've done everything you could do me, and that was it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He was happy, and so was.
Do they still get, do people still speak about the goal to them?
Aye, probably aye. A lot of Celtic fans and that. But I grew up in Coatbridge, mate. They call it Little Island, you know what I mean? It's full of Celtic fans, and people still mention it, probably to them as well.
Do you ever get sick of it now?
Oh, you obviously, I don't want to speak about it all the time, and I don't want to be like, I've got a career now to look forward to, do you know what I mean? I'm 24, mate. I've got a career to look forward to. I've had a year and a half bad, but I've still been a young lad through that, and it's a learning curve. You make bad decisions, and I know, confidently, I know I'm going to have a good career. It's just about getting that place where I can settle and take my time, and I could have went and signed for somebody yesterday, but it just wasn't right for me.
Good, mate.
Do you know what I mean? It's just about now moving on and leaving that in the past.
That night, obviously, your goal in Celtic winning reduced old Rod Stewart to tears. How did that feel when you seen that?
I know, man. Thank God I never blanked him that night as well. I'd have no mates in the music industry. No, he's... I only seen it after, obviously, and that's unbelievable. You can turn around and say to people, you made Rod Stewart cry. Do you know what I mean? I've had a bit of banter. And I've had people at his concerts sending pictures of that goal being played at his concert and that in Las Vegas and that. So it's a kind of claim to fame, do you know what I mean? And he's an art legend, do you know what I mean? Him and Pellonatini, but both of them are big stars, both of them are brilliant. And
you've affected the life, mate, do you know what I mean?
Do you know what I mean? But if it was our way about, the same thing would have happened. Mm-hmm. If Pellonatini cried and Rod Stewart came up to me, I'd have blanked him as well because I was in Compass Mendes, do you know what I mean?
Right, mate, just on to leaving Celtic, one thing I've always wanted to ask you because I see you getting a lot of stick for it is people saying that you got this bad attitude and went big time. Completely false.
Celtic phoned me in January and said, we want to sell you.
So were you ever pulled up about your attitude for Lenny or Ronnie Dylan?
Lennon used to slaughter me for how I trained, but we'll get into that. But it was like, after January, my confidence went when they said that. They said, look, we want to sell you. And I had Premier League teams wanting to take me. My agent had lined it up, and then they couldn't get that Juan Agudelo or whatever his name in through the door or whatever. So they were like, no, you're not going. So they told me within 3 days to find a club to get a bit of money. And then they said, you're no going. So I was just bang my head everywhere. Couldn't believe it. I was trying to, I can't remember if it was Lennox Town, what felt like my heart had just been pulled out of me, honestly, mate. And after that, I wasn't really right. I knew it was just a means to an end. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? And I was in one squad. Juventus wasn't in the squad for Dundee United at home at the weekend. Got on against Juventus, didn't even make a squad. And after that, my confidence went. I just wasn't the same player. I wasn't the same guy about the place. And I think the boys knew that. We went away in that. And I think the boys felt a bit sorry for me in terms of I wasn't in the right place. Kelvin Wilson was brilliant with me. He would pull me and he'd be like, look, Tone, Lennon would be a bit hard on me. Before a game, he went through me one game and he was like, look, if he gives a ball, get on him. But he was just annoyed at me because probably nothing to do with him. It was more to do with me going away. And Kelvin Wilson would be the peacemaker, but look, Tony, you're a brilliant player, you're this. And I met Kelv a couple of years later, and he's like, look, probably a good decision, you went away, you're flying at Charlton, you're doing well, just keep it up, you're in a good place. I used to go on you and be hard with you because I knew what you could do, but I understand now, looking back, it wasn't easy for you. And I was like, look, I know it's hard unless you live it, it's not easy to switch a hard time into a good time, do you know what I mean? It's not easy to turn it on. And it was just a means to an end, and I asked him if I could go because it wasn't right. And he was like, no, no. And then a couple of things, we didn't fall out, Len. I still, this day, everything I've done at Celtic was because Len, because he gave me a chance, and I've no problems with him, his coaching staff, nothing. And we got to just before the summer, and I was like, right, I'm definitely leaving. I had phone calls and came back, and he was like, look, fresh slate. We'll do this, you'll play. And then it was just the same again. I was on the bench one of the first games against Aberdeen. Didn't get on, wee Jamesy got on, he was half injured. But I was happy for Jamesy. But it was with a view to the Carrigandy game, to be fair. Went, flew to Carrigandy, didn't even get in the squad, and I knew that was my time's up. Do you know what I mean? I flew there and I didn't get in the squad, and I just asked to leave and ended up. It was not until the last 48 hours of the window they said you could go, that's how I ended up in Belgium.
And were you always open to the move to Belgium? Did you fancy it? Or
well, I didn't know about it till 2 days before. It was that or Aberdeen. McInnes was brilliant. Phoning my agent, brilliant. But I needed a way for Scotland. I said that to him. I said, look, tell him I would love to come up and work with you. I think they won the double that year or a cup or whatever. And I said, look, I'd love to have went up and worked with him. He was the right manager for me. He was everything. But I just couldn't stay in Scotland. I was buzzing when Belgium came. I just needed to get away.
Do you think it is young boys that get harshly treated? It's hard being a young boy coming through.
Look at it now. I think Roger's been brilliant with the young boys. It's been hard, but Amido Baldi came in and played, and Amido was brilliant, lovely lad, but I believed I was a better player. Mm-hmm. Ronnie Dyler pulled me before I was leaving and said, look, I like you, you're a good player, you've proved me wrong, you've worked hard, you've done everything I've asked you to do, you've done this, you've done that, but I want my own player, I'm signing Joe Ingberget. I was like, right, I had the offer on the table for Standard Liège for about 4 months. New 5-year deal, 4 months. They were paying 2 million for me, but I didn't want it because I wanted Celtic. But see, when that door got closed, mm-hmm. when somebody tells you, if your missus said to you, I don't want you.
Oh, she says that at the time.
All right, well, so is mine, but we won't say that, right? But no, uh-huh. if somebody says to you in football, we don't want you, what can you do? Mm-hmm. He said to me, I wasn't even in 11v11s in training. They were bringing young lads up because the offer was on the table. They just wanted to
get
the cash, and it was a great offer. I don't blame them. But he said to me, he's got to bring that Timo Pukki, Amido Baldi. And I'm not saying anything bad about these players. Stokes, he was in front of me. Hoops was in front of me. Miku came in, Lassad, the last day of the window. They played more games than me. Ingberget, what do you want me to do? Just sit in the stand one game, and football's mentally tough already, never mind not knowing where you stand. And I went to Liège and I could have sat on the bench. Guy Lozon gets sacked 2 months later. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, people didn't see these things,
What can you do?
I know, it's hard.
You sign for a team, manager gets sacked, and then the worst thing about it, the next manager tells you you'll play. Tells you'll play, so you're like...
But then he's wanting his new players in as well, didn't he?
So you're like, weekend's coming, old boys play. A lot of managers like old boys. Mm-hmm. They like the old guard. It's a fact, do you know what I mean? And you're going to play. Comes to the weekend, you're on the bench, 89 minutes, you play. Oh, I played.
I told you you'd play.
Do you know what I mean?
Were you sad to leave Celtic?
Yeah, no. I was promised Champions League football with a chance at with Standard. And I knew it'd be a good place for me if everyone was right, if the manager stayed and if the club wasn't getting sold in it.
You've talked about your spells in England after Belgium, because I remember watching you were flying, mate.
I was. I went to Charlton and first 6 months I was flying, and we'd agreed a new deal, just had to get the figures right, and I was about to like chap a door again. My agent was about to, and he got a phone call when the transfer window shut. I think he'd asked her a couple of times about the new deal. Aye, we'll get you. Transfer window shut, and she was like, nah, we're going to let you go in January or whatever. So I was like, I was playing every week flying. The manager was like, you're never going. Mm-hmm. He gets sacked, and she phoned my agent and said, look, he's going to Cardiff on loan. I was like, am I? Sorry. And to be fair, it would have been the best move I'd made if they never got a transfer embargo. And that was just a wee bit unfortunate. And I got a phone call about going to meet up with Paul Lambert and Blackburn to discuss a move there. And everything had been agreed. And I've went and agreed that. And if it wasn't for a groin injury that kept me out for 4 months, then I'd have probably stayed there permanently.
How was Lambert with you?
Amazing, mate.
Like him?
Brilliant.
Good manager, eh?
Amazing. He was... people said he was a lot more serious than anybody else, but he would have a laughing joke, and every time I was going to start a game, he'd pull me in the office. Right, you ready? You ready? Mm-hmm. Like, just kind of get into me, and mm-hmm. for me, he was unbelievable. He was... I've got a story about him, actually. I don't know if you've got time to listen to this, but... My first squad, I met with him on the Thursday, me and my agent. Knew I was signing, and we... having problems here. No, I knew I was signing, and we were playing Oxford away in the cup. So, meet up with the boys, train the Friday, starting next game. He was like, look, you'll start, you'll play this, you'll play that. Good player, this, that. He was right in at me, he was brilliant. He made me feel as if I was, do you know what I mean?
Best player on earth,
huh? Aye, as if I was Royal Rovers, do you know what I mean? And he, first night comes, and you need to do your initiation. So I've got a big spoon and a bottle of son. I'm up. Hi, my name's Tony. Look, you'll need to help me out here, make me look like a good player. But the night before, he just sat and went, you're a good player, you're this, you're that, right? So I've knew Grant Hanley, Shane Duffy and that. And it's a good squad, we had a great squad. Mm-hmm. So I was walking back to my room and big Grant, he was winding me up, right? So I thought, I heard a chat with my door and I thought, that's big Grant, he tried to wind me up, like, there's got to be a bucket of water up there. That's mm-hmm. what I'm shouting, who is it? Who's that at my door? Like, because I thought it was Big Granny. So I've walked out.
What did you hit on?
A pair of boxers, right? I was about
Pierre Cardin's?
No, I think it might have been a pair of Aldi's or something, a Primark's, right? But I swear to God, pair of boxers, this isn't a lie, right? So I've opened the door, like, Gallus, as you like. So
it's Paul Lambert. I thought it was Paul Lambert, and I went, all right, careful. And he's, I was about to, like, see the way you've still got the door, and you've popped your head out, and I'm like, ah, I'm in my boxers, do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I'm in my boxers, so if this door opens anymore, he knows I'm... And he's pushed the door open and stormed right by me, right? And it was like a cutout of the door. So it was like, you walk in the room, and then it was a big square room, and he's walked in the middle, turned the light on, and he stood in the middle, and I'm like, ah.
Right, gaffer, standing like against the wall, just trying to cover myself up.
He's like, what do you think you're saying down there? Like, what? And he's like, you're playing them order. If you weren't a good player, you're playing them order. You wouldn't be playing them order. What are you down there saying they need to help you? And I was like, no, I was only getting a bit of banter. He's like, right, you better have been getting a bit of banter because you're a good player. If I hear any more of that, you're getting it. Like, just like getting in me. And I was like, in my head, you know these situations I said before? There are things in your head that are going through your head. You're thinking, I'm in a hotel room, pair of boxers, with a Celtic legend. Like, if I was younger and I'd dreamt of this, but...
Slap yourself.
But, do you know what I mean?
And brilliant.
He was brilliant.
But a great manager, I hear.
Brilliant, mate. He'd get in you and he'd be... He'd wind you up, right? But he would get in you and see if he thought he needed a performance out of you. He'd pull you in the office and he'd be like, right, I need this, I need that for you. Let's see it, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And he was unbelievable with me and we had a good squad down there. And probably the most enjoyable manager I've worked under, even though it was a couple of months. Probably, that's when I saw you get the Stoke job, I was like, they've got players, he'll turn that around. Mm-hmm. If it was a squad who was struggling and didn't have the players, I'd be like, nah, but I think he'll turn that around.
Good. And then Hearts, mate, what made you go there?
I was struggling after my injury. I'd never had an injury before, and I just wanted to get back home and play games because I thought, If I don't play, then I was a bit scared, and it was a right opportunity for me. Maybe the wrong time. Great club and everything.
Big club in it. Uh-huh.
Aye, and just.
How was Robbie Nielsen with you?
Aye, good. He played me at the start, and then he moved on, and Cathro came in, and I didn't really play much. But I understood that. I think he wanted his own players, and it was just one of them. I thought he would have done better. Actually, I think he was just a bit unfortunate, and he was really intense and loved football, but he was just unfortunate. But as they say, one swallow doesn't make a summer, as they say, so he could get back into it and do all right.
Because I remember I watched you against Celtic, it was. I mean, you were the best player on the pitch for Hearts. I remember watching the game at Tynecastle. You never scored, but you were brilliant, mate. I thought, Tony's going to, he'll rip it up here.
I think that was my first game in 8 months or so, do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I hadn't played any pre-season. I think I played a junior game centre mid against Fir Martin, do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And do you know what it was? I missed that sitter, and I thought, I can do this. I said, I can get myself in these positions. I worried because, coming back home, I worried because I was like, my injury and stuff. You know what it's like when you're injured, and that's when I chose back home, and I thought, do you know what, I can do this. And
did you feel like you had a point to prove to people?
Aye. And mm-hmm. I played in the number 10 at Hearts, and that's no me. But people think, because you can get the ball turning that, you're a number 10, and I wanted to play striker. I was hitting the post, keepers were pulling off worldies. In another season, I could have had 7 or 8, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And the boys were brilliant, had a good laugh, with a good group, and it was just probably the right move at the wrong time for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew I had to go back down to England. I knew it wasn't right coming to Scotland, and nothing against Hearts, down to my own situation. And I went back down to Charlton, and again, hardly played. That's mm-hmm. how I ended up at Leuven, expecting to play every week, and it's just a vicious cycle, isn't it?
See, just last bit on Hearts, what did the boys think when Ian Cathro got the job? Were they a bit sceptical, or?
That was... See, in the dressing room, you're winding it up and that. It was... People were just like, we'll see what happens, do you know what I mean? Robbie was more like... He wasn't like Lennon. He wasn't like, you're getting it, you're, do you know what I mean? He was more like... Do you know what I mean? Like, he was good. He was good with the boys, and I think a few of them were sad to see him go. And we had people like Don Cowie in, who's a very reasonable guy, who would maybe... He wouldn't lead... shouting and bawling, but he'd probably get in your ear and say, let's give this guy a chance.
Mm-hmm.
And he was probably the sympathiser, or whatever the words you would use for that. But he'd be helping, like John Souters came on leaps and bounds, they tour tight.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Walker's got his move, they tour tight. Sam Nicholson, Don would help him, he got his move. He was good, mm-hmm. he was a captain, but I was actually surprised to see that Nielsen never gave him the captain's armband. He took it off Boy Oztok and gave it to Perry Kitchen, and you get many captains, but he would help it, and his style was different. And when Cathro came in, he helped in terms of let's get on board and let's give this guy's ideas a chance. Do you know what I mean? And he was, his training was all right. Austin McPhee was probably the one where I thought he came in and he was like, I think Cathro gave us a day off at Christmas or something, and Austin came in and he was like, look, boys, what assistant managers are meant to do, come in and be the buffer between the, look, boys, he's resting here because he could give you the day off. You go and get beaten, it comes back and bites him, but he's doing it for you. And I was like, wow, this guy's genuine. And Cathro and Austin were like, look, you're good about the place, but it's just not right. Cathro said to me, look, you've got a chance to start in the next game. I hear it all the time, do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I don't take it personally. And I wouldn't play. You've got a chance to start the next game, we'd play. But if we were getting beat, he'd bring me on. So I was like,
hard.
Use me when you need me. Uh-huh. But, and I was just a bit like, this isn't for me, I need to get back up the road. And just to my timings before the move to Hearts was probably brilliant. And after the Hearts move's probably not been the best. So that's why just now I'm thinking, assess my options, don't jump into anything. I'm staying fit. If I need to go and train somewhere, I'll train somewhere. And just not jump into anything because it's all about timing, it is. And I've not played many games to improve. So people are saying, oh, he's not doing well. I've not played games. Mm-hmm. It's like any job. If you're not doing your job, if you're not going out to build your house isn't going to get built, is it? Do you know what I mean? It's like anything. And I'm still confident. I'm still hungry. And I'd be scared if nobody had phoned me and said, look, we can take you. So I'm happy. And I don't regret anything because these things make you stronger, even the bad, the probably more so the negatives, yeah.
I'm sure you'll do great, mate. You've got all the ability in the world. Thanks very much, mate.
Top man, sorry.
Cheers, Tony.
Top man, cheers.